G9, getting ready to read. Observe, observing. Social, group. Scientist, anthropologist. History, Pacific. 1. More than one is a group. 2. To watch is to observe. 3. A number of people living together forms a social group. 4. A person who observes and studies a body of facts or truths is a scientist. 5. A record of human past is history. 6. Someone who studies the history of people and their works is an anthropologist.
G9, a woman pioneer. It was not strange that young Margaret Mead liked to observe people. Her mother was a social scientist. She studied the lives of people who came to the United States from other countries. Margaret's grandmother was a teacher. When Margaret Mead grew up, she made observing people her life work. She became an anthropologist. An anthropologist is a person who studies women and men and their works. Most anthropologists had studied the history of early people by digging up old tools and bones. From these, they learned what early life must have been like. Margaret Mead did something different. She went to the Pacific Islands. She lived there among people whose lives had changed little in hundreds of years. Margaret Mead learned that people in different social groups behave in different ways. In the islands, she found groups in which women worked and men cared for children. She found groups in which women, not men, were fighters. She found groups in which no one fought. Margaret Mead's habit of observing people helped to make her one of the top anthropologists in the world. G9, a woman pioneer. It was not strange that young Margaret Mead liked to observe people. Her mother was a social scientist. She studied the lives of people who came to the United States from other countries. Margaret's grandmother was a teacher. When Margaret Mead grew up, she made observing people her life work. She became an anthropologist. An anthropologist is a person who studies women and men and their works. Most anthropologists had studied the history of early people by digging up old tools and bones. From these, they learned what early life must have been like. Margaret Mead did something different. She went to the Pacific Islands. She lived there among people whose lives had changed little in hundreds of years. Margaret Mead learned that people in different social groups behave in different ways. In the islands, she found groups in which women worked and men cared for children. She found groups in which women, not men, were fighters. She found groups in which no one fought. Margaret Mead's habit of observing people helped to make her one of the top anthropologists in the world.